The Indian River Lagoon on Florida's east coast has been caught up in another large algae bloom called brown tide. It's killed off 65,000 pounds of fish and affected about 30 marine species. The problem's so bad that last week the Brevard County Commission approved an agreement with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection for an additional $800,000 to help reduce muck in the lagoon. The money's on top of the $20 million that's been allocated in the past 2 years for the county's muck dredging project. WUSF's Quincy Walters visited the lagoon and spoke with some people in Titusville about the environmental threat to the place they love.
I had a little tiny rowboat when I was 6 years old. There were barnacles and oysters and sea squirts, you know, even just the pilings and the seawalls were alive. They were whole entire ecosystems just on the seawall.
That's Loralee Thompson sharing some of her earliest memories. She's the co-owner of Dixie Crossroads, an iconic seafood restaurant along U.S. Highway 1. And now, she says, the lagoon she loves is silent.
It's almost devoid of life compared to the way it was when I was a kid.
Thompson says in the 50s and 60s, she didn't even know algae blooms existed, but for her grandkids, it's their normal. The latest bloom to fester in the lagoon is called brown tide. The area first encountered it in July of 2012. It lasted about 2 years, killing acres of seagrass. But this year, it's come earlier. Marine biologist Dwayne DeFries says brown tide first showed up in the United States in Texas in 1989. DeFries, who also is a director of the Indian River Lagoon Council, says brown tide is exotic and invasive, fueled by human activity.
It's very much an indicator of a system that's in stress. So this Indian River Lagoon has a lot of human-related stressors, and it's vulnerable. It's lost its adaptability, its resilience.
Chris Van Gorder knows this stress all too well. He says he's one of two commercial net fishers in Brevard County. He says the water started looking like chocolate milk.
This is unprecedented, the ecological destruction. You know, I see my career ending here now because this is not going to recover anytime soon.
The bloom started causing problems a few months ago, and that's when Van Gorder decided to stop fishing commercially as the fish and his steady income disappeared. To pay the bills and feed his family, he now brokers fish, buying fish from other fishermen and selling it to fish distributors.
When you spend your life on the water like I have, you know, you don't really want to do anything else, and you have to go where there is fish to be a fisherman. I mean, this problem is just going to get worse as the summer progresses with the heat.
DeFries, the marine biologist, points to a lot of reasons why these algae blooms are happening so often on Florida's east and west coasts. Septic tanks, groundwater pollution, car exhaust, and El Nino are all to blame. As he walks along the Melbourne Pier, DeFries points to one more suspect, the bright green lawns at some waterfront townhomes.
And if they're fertilizing this lawn and it rains, then that fertilizer goes in the system. And we know that fertilizer is part of the problem.
He says that it's likely that this time next year, everything might be okay. Solutions for fixing this long-term problem will take time and massive amounts of money. Chris Van Gorder, the fisherman, says he might not wait it out. He's talking about moving his family to Jamaica. Back at the Dixie Crossroads restaurant, Loralee Thompson says she'll keep buying the fish that are out there. She's optimistic people will keep coming back.
It took decades for the lagoon to get in the sad shape that it's in now, and it's going to take decades to turn it around.
And she hopes she'll witness the change in her lifetime. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.